on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Monday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. We are racing at Terang today. The rail is true and it is a good four. Warren Huntley, as he does each and every Monday, is here to find us all the winners. Good morning, Warren. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
Was it a winning diamond day for you?
It was a pretty good day, wasn't it, I thought. I managed to finish on the right side of the ledger and, it was just terrific racing, wasn't it? It was great to have starting to get back to something like some crowds that we've come to expect during the carnival to add some atmosphere on course, and it was just terrific high-quality racing right throughout the day. It was just a joy to take in.
Must listen every Sunday morning. Yourself, Dino, Brendan, dissecting huge days. But for those who missed it, who was your run or performance of the day?
I thought Artorias was the run of the day. It was, as Luke Curry outlined, he was a little bit on and off the bridle with the blinkers on, but for him to be able to perform as well as he did in a high-pressure Blue Diamond on a day of highlights, I thought Aegon in Sydney was just outstanding. The Oakley Plate was a great race. Probabile, Arcadia Queen, that was a terrific contest. There were highlights right throughout the day, but if I had to pick one, it'd be Artorias.
Well, no Artorias is running around today at Terang, but we've still got plenty of winners to find. Are you confident? Is it a winning card on this Monday?
It is a down-to-earth day, Michael, I think, in terms of quality, and therefore there's one or two horses throughout the day that I'm really looking forward to seeing, particularly an import from the Lindsay Smith stable that's been well supported. So there might be some highlights sprinkled throughout the day, but it's pretty much the standard fare with horses trying to break their maiden and the 58 grades for the Mondays, which is not the most inspiring contest, but you know, we've still got to try and find the winners.
All right, well, let's try and do that. We'll kick it off with the first, which jumps at 1:30. It's a maiden over 1,200 metres. We can take out 4 and 11. 5 Bulls, first starter from the Nick Ryan stable, $3.20. Oh, Lucky, a first starter from the Greg Urell stables at $4. And a first starter from the Lindsay Smith stable, Aspen, Colorado, is at $5. So of these first starters, who has caught your eye the most?
The ones that I would say have caught my eye the most, Michael, are numbers 6, Oh Lucky, and 3, 5 Bulls. And I think the first starters have a real key to the race, and we'll learn a lot out of this. So hard to be confident with so many of them first starters and such different race pressure as opposed to jump outs and trials where, they're there as part of the education as much as anything else, and you've got to try and extrapolate those. I thought Oh Lucky looks to have a good degree of tactical speed from the most recent jump out that I've seen. Greg Urell's very good at getting horses fit to run well on debut and well-educated, and he looks that style of horse to me. So got a leaning to number 6, Oh Lucky. Ahead of 3, 5 Bulls, who's trialled up and jumped out well, I think will be strong late at the end of 1,200 metres here on debut. 7 Spin the Rewards, got some race day experience and looks to have jumped out okay to resume following a reasonably encouraging debut performance. And 5 Moral Force, another one of the first starters, I think has moved nicely through the line without really being tested, should be strong late at the end of 1,200 metres. Plenty to learn in the first. I went 6, 3, 7, 5.
6, 3, 7, and 5. Race number 2 is a maiden over 1,200 metres. Take out 9, 12 and 15. Stare Down for Kieran Maher. Dave Eustace is $2.80. Fizzer, $2.90. Magnetic Jewel, $4.60. And then we're out to Atomic Texi at $6.
Yeah, I think it's a case of Fizzer for me, or I'm really not sure. I think Fizzer's got the capability of rolling forward from that wider draw and offsetting that. I thought the first up run was good. The jump out going into the first up run was encouraging, and probably buoyed by the fact that Simon Wilde's left Fizzer in from that wider draw and think probably pushes forward, and I think will be hard to beat. She's relatively lightly raced, but I do think she's got a bit of upside. 8 for me, had a 5 Stare Down, is an interesting runner, been over more ground for the Maher and Eustace stable, and Dave on with the Brecky boys this morning just indicating that hopefully on the fresh side there enough to run well. But 1,200 metres, recent jump out was encouraging, but just want to see Stare Down do it on race day. There's been good market support on more than one occasion, and you'd think that'll be the case again today. Pre-racing muffs on for the 1,200 metres. I'm going to put Stare Down in as my second pick. 11 Magnetic Jewels had a bit of a freshen up, comes back in distance, probably unlucky to still be in maiden grade, but that racing style of getting back and needing luck means that you probably don't get things unfolding as often. But, gee, there's a good finish in Magnetic Jewel. Solid tempo up front should help her be hitting the line strongly. And I put number one, Atomic Taxi, in as next best. It was just okay first up in a modest race, but there was market support there and will be fitter and does have that race day experience. 8, 5, 11, and 1.
8, 5, 11, and 1 in the second at Terang. Race number 3. The favourite here is Mr. Shelby. You can take out 7, 12, 17 and 18. Mr. Shelby is at 3.30. Don't forget Dad, $3.80. Quiz Show, $6.50. Dirt on Harry is the next best at $10. So from the McAvoy stable, $3 favourite. Is that about right for, or $3.30 favourite for Mr. Shelby?
Look, both Mr. Shelby and Don't Forget Dad have shown talent. Obviously, Mr. Shelby's only had the one start. I think there's been plenty of merit in Don't Forget Dad's two runs. But both got the wider barrier draws to overcome. But it's quite a spacious track. Bit of a run before you hit the bend into the home straight, the 1,400 at Terang. I thought Mr. Shelby in particular might be rolling forward and might even give an opportunity for Don't Forget Dad to come across with him. I wasn't too sure about the map, and having a number of first starters in the race makes it even a little bit more problematic. I'm going to go with Don't Forget Dad, number 6, who I liked his debut performance behind Tuvalu. We know that that's a good form reference. And then there was solid stepping up to 1,400 metres behind Tapping. Crossover Noseband goes on here. I'm going to go with 6 ahead of 8, Mr. Shelby, who I think will roll forward from that wider draw and ran well on debut. Liked a recent jump out of number 2, Dirt on Harry, particularly for a horse kicking off at 1,400 metres. Looks to have a good cruising speed, and probably same could be said for number 10, Quiz Show, although I think more off the speed and hitting the line from what we've seen in the trials and jump outs for Quiz Show making the debut. So hard to be too confident with so many first starters that have shown talent, but we haven't seen them under race day pressure. But I thought the race experience of 6, Don't Forget Dad, and 8, Mr. Shelby, had taken them a long way here. 6, 8, 2, 10.
6, 8, 2 and 10 in the third. Race number 4 is a maiden over 1,600 metres, and this is where we see this well-backed import. Take out 1, 5, 8, 16 and 18. Mystery Island in the old Americaine colours, having its first start in Australia from France. Trained by Lindsay Smith, $2.25. It's $3.50 into $2.25. Poppy Joan, first starter from the Mar Eustace Stables at $4. Jessica's at $7. Lunch and Baritz is at $7.50 as well. Have we seen Mystery Island do much at the jump outs?
We haven't seen Mystery Island do much, Michael, but we have seen Mystery Road do something, and he had to undergo a name change, so it took a little bit of detective work to find a horse, but he moves very nicely, and his most recent jump out was with a horse of a lot of talent from the Kamani stable in KU, and they effectively crossed the line together. I think he looks like a horse of a bit of substance and a bit of quality, and as you mentioned, the American colours, the Ryan and the Bamford racing this horse, and he looks nice in terms of the way he moves through the line, and he looks like he's got a good cruising speed. 1,600 metres first Australian run. I'm with the market in terms of the support for him. 4 ahead of 3, Lunch in Biarritz, who's ready to win one of these races. I think just might have struck a race where there's a horse with a little bit of upside and perhaps even a bit of X factor about him. 10, Poppy Jones, moved nicely out wide on one of the inner tracks. Most recent jump out, stuck to the task well. That's generally a good sign for a horse to be able to get over a bit of ground, have a bit of bottom to her. And 13, Jessica was back in the field and doing some ducking and weaving last start. Might be able to settle closer from a favourable draw here. I think 4's one of the real interesting runners of the day here, Mystery Island. 4, 3, 10, 13.
4, 3, 10 and 13. So Mystery Island, with the name change, has been well back, 3.50 into 2.25. It's the favourite and one of Warren's best of the day in race number 4. We'll take a quick break. 4 down, 4 to go at Terang. You're listening to the Monday edition of the Form segment.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
We're up to race number 5 at Terang, looking at the Victorian Form Preview on this Monday, and it is the first leg of the Quaddie, a benchmark 58 over 1,600 metres with Warren Huntley. And Warren, no scratchings in the first leg of the Quaddie. Trenchant's the favourite at 3.60. Cakewalker 370. Skyway Star at 440, and a good push from Simon Wild this morning. Noble Rocks at $4.80. Franklin, $6.50. Rivy Kens is at $12, and the outsider of the field, Celestial Stories, at $23. So pretty much every horse given some hope. This morning, Dave Eustace was on with the Brecky Boys talking about Cake Walker.
Yeah, she was unlucky not to win a Warrnambool. She just got sort of nestled in on the fence and wasn't able to get out when she really wanted to. So she's ready to win in what doesn't look the strongest race. She is back to a mile from 17, but she should be fine there. Again, big track at Terangle too. I thought she was probably our best chance.
So that was Dave Eustace this morning with Cake Walker. Do we need to go pretty wide here to ensure we're alive in the first leg of the quaddie, Warren?
I'm taking three in the first leg, Michael, and getting a bit wider in some of the later legs. I do think Cake Walker, as Dave outlined, just had no luck at a crucial stage. Last up, that's a solid form reference for this, does come back 100 metres, and she is a winner out to 2,100 metres, but I think from a good draw in a race where there looks to be reasonable speed, particularly with Franklin, who doesn't have really any change-up speeds, a bit one-dimensional and drawn the outside barrier, probably has to roll across and set at least a reasonable speed. So I think the gaps will open up for Johnny Allen when he needs them. On Cake Walker, I do think the main danger is number six, Skyway Star, who will be fitter for that first-up run. The step-up in distance suits. Blinkers come off and the winkers go on here and probably settles just behind Cake Walker in the run. Three Trenchant had the task of running down Astro Castro. Last start, it was his turn to be able to get past Astro Castro on that occasion, but another one who will be suited by a reasonable tempo, but did get all the favours last start. Step up in distance, I think, is a positive, though. That was only at 1,300 metres last start. And five, Noble Rocks, next best for me. Probably maps for a run somewhere near the speed with Franklin, but I do think the others have got a bit more acceleration late in the race. 1, 6, 3, 5.
1, 6, 3, and 5 in the first leg of the quaddie. The second's a 58 over 1850. Scratch 3, 4, and 10. Sandbanks, another one from the Lindsay Smith stables, the favourite here at $2.40. Nama Dude, $4.20. Flying Mr Davis is at $6, and Rhythmic Queen at $6.50. So Sandbanks, second up here today, is into a pretty firm quote, Warren.
Yeah, second up winner previously, and I thought ran well enough. 1,400 metres first up in a stronger race at Ballarat benchmark 64 level. I think the rise in distance, the good second up stat from only the 1 second up run, but that's a good performance. And I think this is a lovely race for Sandbanks. Laura Lafferty getting to know him a little bit and takes the 1.5 kilos off. I'm keen on him. One ahead of two, Rhythmic Queen. Her best is good enough to be winning in this grade and perhaps even a grade or so higher. She drops in grade from her most recent run, but she's got good residual fitness from those runs. So I could see her bouncing back with the drop in grade and the benefit of a little claim for Harry Grace. 5, Nama Dude, getting fitter. When he gets hard and fit, he can ride the speed and prove hard to get past. I wouldn't be surprised to see those tactics today. And 6, Flying Mr Davis, had a little bit of a break, comes back in distance. This run might just top him off to get back up in trip, but probably want him in my wider quaddie and maybe extra quaddies with Sandbanks one out. 1, 2, 5, 6.
1, 2, 5, and 6 in race 6. Race number 7 is a 58 over the 1,000. No scratchings here. The Wild One, $4. Gimme the Goss, $4.40. Athalesia is at $5.50. Major Patterson, $6. Due Well, $6 as well. So this is another one of these open races here, Warren.
Widest leg of the quaddie for me, and I was giving Grogan's Anvil, or I am giving Grogan's Anvil a chance here, checking up, or with that gap between runs. Pulled up lame last start. I have to admit that at one stage I thought I found an encouraging jump out in between runs, until I realised that it was 12 months ago, that jump out. So hasn't had a jump out to my knowledge in between runs, but the win first up was good. Excuses second up. Crossover noseband comes off, and the blinkers come off here, and there looks to be reasonable speed, as you would expect in a dash over the 1,000 metres. I thought each way Grogan's Anvil could run well. 2 ahead of 7. Gimme the Goss, who's, I think, going to be ridden with a bit more intent today with the blinkers on, crossover noseband off, Johnny Allen going on, and a wider barrier draw. Probably got to make a decision when the barrier's open, and I would expect Gimme the Goss to be positively ridden and therefore capable of improving and hitting this race fitter third up. BJ's Hero is not a noted first up performer, but I thought a recent jump out here on the home track was encouraging, and I'm including BJ's Hero in the widest leg of the quaddie, also including Major Patterson, and could even go wider and include number four, the Wild One, who's been tight enough in the market, but this race now, hard and fit in an even race, probably has some chance. I think it's the toughest race of the day, Michael. 2761.
2761 in the hardest race of the day. Well, let's hope we're still alive by the time the last comes around in the quaddie, and it is a 58 over 1400 metres. You can take out 5 and 15. Our Free Spirit for Harry Grace is a $3.60 favourite. High Delta, $4. Jolie's Choice, $6.50. Lovano is at $6.50, and Miss Brixton's at $8.50 as well. Who do you like in the last, Warren?
It's a tough finish also, Michael, but I think Our Free Spirit, who has only had the one run at 1,400 metres and pulled up with an issue there, and this preparation's been racing well, really strong through the line at Yarra Valley last start at 1,200 metres. So I'm thinking that the rising distance is suitable for one Our Free Spirit. Real query runner is 3, Brash Sammy. First run for Liam Howley, and no vision of a recent jump out, but an indication on a website that I saw was that Sammy won the jump out, but unfortunately there's no vision available. So real market watch on Brash Sammy, and he's being respected. 4, High Delta is consistent and honest, probably a little bit below his best last start. Blinkers go on here. And 7, Jolie's Choice, an interesting runner, first run for Dan O'Sullivan. The form over the border was solid enough to be competitive here, and looks like 1,400 metres will suit. Interesting first run for Dan, kicking off here at 1,400. 1, 3, 4, 7.
1, 3, 4, and 7 in the last. All right, so a few open races today. Warren, what are we doing for the play of the day?
I think the best is race 6, number 1, Sandbanks, getting up in distance, second up and dropping in grade. Really interested to see the stablemate Mystery Island in race 4, but that price has very much been taken. Value for me, hard to find. I'm just thinking Grogan's Anvil can bounce back at decent odds. Race 7, number 2, each way. Quaddie first leg, 1, 3 and 6. Second leg numbers 1, 2, 5 and 6. Third leg, 1, 2, 4, 6 and 7. Home with numbers 1, 3, 4 and 7. I'm going to take a running double into Sandbanks as my play of the day. So effectively trimming up the first two legs of the quaddie. First leg numbers 1, 3 and 6. Then standing Sandbanks number 1, 1 out in the second leg of the running double races 5 and 6.
I like it, Warren. Very good indeed. A perfect way to start a Monday. Backing plenty of winners at Tarang. We'll see you on .com. Look forward to you tipping plenty of winners today as well. Warren, best of luck.
Thanks, Michael.